Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need
your cry. You're dying inside, trying to understand why your life is the way that it is. It seems that all of the good things you always miss. Shadow of my presence, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So shadow of my breath, you can abide. And like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley, I'm going and releasing my wind and my glory. So breathe. You can breathe tonight. for I am your healer, the one who makes you whole.
My God, in my
Emmanuel.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Your vessel, Lord, and
through me, speak through me, blow through me, and preach through me, that your name be glorified, that the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
Mercy. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our siblings, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, rain down your mercy. Your mercies on you every morning. We tap into your mercy. We tap into your mercy this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us. Cleanse us, O God. Creating us a clean heart and renew a right and a steadfast spirit in us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. Father, we thank you for your redeeming blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your precious blood. Thank you for your redeeming blood. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children. Be a wall of fire around our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us. And the glory, the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, Almighty God. And the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let your light shine in us that others may see and glorify your name in the name of Jesus, oh God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our homes. Have your way, oh God. We cannot make it without you. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Every second, every minute of our lives, we need you, Lord. Have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Uriya masandiriye kuriya nisse. Uriya masandiriye kuriya masse. Hallelujah. Uriya sandiriye ko. Yekriya masandiriye kuru masse. Uriya nisse diriye kuriya masse. Uriya masse diriye kuriya masse. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. Uriya masandiriya kurumoso, kiriya nisiriya kuriyamoso, uriya masandiriya kuriyamasa. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus, the name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. How great is our God. We adore you, Almighty God. We lift up the name of Jesus, O God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we put on the armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, O God, we bless your name. O Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for our nieces and our nephews, O God. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. You are great. There's no one greater than you. And so, Lord, we just came this morning in oneness, in unity, in your grace to say thank you. Hallelujah. From the bottom of our heart to the depths of our soul, we thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Father, let your spirit move in our midst. Holy Ghost, touch each and every heart this morning. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Be thy glorified. Be thy glorified in the heavens. Be thy glorified in the earth. Be thy glorified in the universe. Be thy glorified, O God. How great is our God. How awesome is our God. How wonderful is our God. How precious is our God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah, and so we thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We surrender our lives completely and totally to you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. How great is our God. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Hallelujah. Father God, increase our faith and our trust in you. Help us to stand on your word and stand on your promises, O God. Let us not be swayed on the right or the left. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you, Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, that we can keep our eyes on you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We want to welcome each and every one of you this morning. I feel the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. The Lord said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And so this morning, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you to release your anointing of fruitfulness, your anointing of, oh God, multiplication, in the name of Jesus. Father God, the oil, as long there is vessels, let the oil never run dry. Father, let there always be vessels for the oil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your hand? Hallelujah. Let us, oh, Holy Ghost, thank you, thank you, thank you. What do you have in your hand? What do you have in your house? Hallelujah. When the Torah, the Bible tells us, the sons of the prophet, when they were about to be taken by those who owed debt, their mother went to Elijah the prophet. And the prophet asked, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your hand? No one can tell me right now that they don't have oil or salt or pepper, whatever it is. You're not empty. No, 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 no. There's something you have that you can release to Almighty God. What do you have? Hallelujah. It might look like you have nothing for the world, but the one who created you knows what you have. Do you recognize what you have? As the Lord is speaking, do you know what you have in your house? What's in your house? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. What do you have? Hallelujah, hallelujah, the widow of Zarephath, hallelujah, Elijah said, make me some bread, then you can make your son and yourself bread. The woman said, the bowls to make bread for me, hallelujah, and my son, and then we will go, that's our last meal. Some of you think it is your last meal, but the Lord sent me to tell you it is not over until he says it's over. The world may think it is your last meal. The world may have written you off. Your family members will have written you off. And they say, oh, no, she's going to die. Her children are going to die. He's going to die. His family, it is finished. They may have taken your name to witch doctor, soothsayer. I don't care who they took your name to. The soothsayer or the witch doctor have to say one thing. If God agree, hallelujah, nothing passes without the Lord noticing it. Hallelujah, when they take your pictures, when they say a negative word, God has to agree for that thing to pass through. Ah, but you are the son and daughter of the King of Kings. When he opens the door, more men can shut it. And when he shuts the door no man can open it. The Lord said you will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, he has the final say in your life. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your family may have said to you, but God said his eyes are upon you. In the name of Jesus, that he has you covered. In the name of Jesus, that he is the wall of fire around you, that he is the glory within you. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. What do you have? Nobody can sit here empty because, hallelujah, you have Jesus within you. Hallelujah. And Jesus, when you have Jesus, we cannot count the multiplication of Jesus within you because it's unlimited power and glory forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A great effectual door has been opened up to you. Hallelujah. But there are adversaries towards that door. But the Lord told me to tell you, the enemy that you see now, you will see them no more in the name of Jesus. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He is your provider. He is your shepherd. He is the captain of the host of the armies of heaven. What he says he will do, he will do. There is nothing impossible with God when we believe. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Everywhere your feet touch is blessed. Hallelujah. Raise your hand. Hallelujah. Into the air. Hallelujah. Raise your hand wherever you are. Raise both hands. Hallelujah. Especially your right hand. Lift it up unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is releasing and anointing. Hallelujah. For healing, for restoration in the name of Jesus. As you raise your right hand, hallelujah, this oil from heaven has been poured on you. Pour into your hands, oh God. Yet, when you raise your hand, there's oil from heaven that is coming into your hands. Some of you will feel the fire of the Almighty God. Raise your hand. Lift your hands up unto the Lord like you're about to receive. When you lift your hands up, open it up. Open your right hand up unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He's going to bless those hands. Your right hand. Open your right hands up. Lift it up unto the Lord. He's about to release a blessing upon you. That blessing, just one, will multiply unlimitedly in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy has stolen from you, you must return sevenfold in the name of Jesus. Uriah must say, receive blessings, O God. Yet Uriah must say, Chora must Sunday. Let us receive blessings. Bless it for yourself. Bless it for your children. Bless it for your grandchildren. Don't worry about the size of your hand. Hallelujah. Do not worry about it. Just lift up your hands and begin to tell the Lord, thank you for blessing me this morning. Thank you for blessing my children this morning. Thank you for blessing my spouse this morning. Thank you for blessing my siblings this morning. Thank you for blessing my nieces and my nephews. Thank you for blessing me. Oh, I release multiplication, unlimited multiplication of that blessing. Try me and show ya, my son. The Lord said, "He could ya, my son." Oh, ye ki ya ka ya se dere ya ko. In the name of Jesus, ye kuro ma se dere ya ko. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Some of you need to lift up your wallet unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you. If you're okay financially, that's fine. But hallelujah. But when God blessed us, we should be a blessing to others, our neighbors, our family, and our friends. Hallelujah. So if you have your wallet, hallelujah, lift your wallet up to the Lord in the name of Jesus. God has to see what you have in your hands to be blessed. Gifts and talents and different creative ideas, the Lord is blessing right now. Whatever your creative art, your talents, and is being blessed, multiplication, I say, the blessing of fruitfulness is resting upon you this morning. Hallelujah. Your wallet, hallelujah. Your checkbook, hallelujah. If you have a checkbook, open it up unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. What represents finances in your life? Hallelujah. Lift it up, hallelujah. If you're obedient and willing, you will eat the fruit of the land. I see the Lord releasing upon your finances, whether it's a dime or 10 cents or whatever it is, I see a multiplication coming in the name of Jesus. I see resources coming from sources that you never knew of in the name of Jesus. I see blessings all around in the mighty. Receive your blessings from the Lord as you lift up your hands unto the Lord. With praises, with thanksgiving, I anoint in the name of Jesus. I anoint everyone under the sound of my voice. Gloria, my mental of fruitfulness. Oh, anoint your wallets, oh God. Their wallets, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint our finances, oh God, to an overflow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint the finances of our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. We seek healing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for open doors in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as long as there's a vessel, the oil continues to run. So, Father God, we thank you. We bless you for all that you've done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. We give you honor. Bless the fruit of the womb in the name of Jesus. Oh, the anointing of fruitfulness and multiplication. The Lord said he will bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can think or ask of. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. What do you have in your hands? I keep hearing the Lord. Do not be like the Old Testament, the New Testament, Sapphira and her husband. What do you have in your hands? It is a multiplication of blessings. Hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of the Lord said not only blessing, but for you, your children, your grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren is going down. That almost a tip. Hallelujah. Continue to walk in his ways and do his will. Continue to stay in his presence. Hallelujah. There's healing coming to your bodies in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Before we leave, if there's anyone with a resounding testimony, this prayer line is the blood of Jesus. Is there anyone with a resounding testimony? Press 1 on your keypad. There's someone here that has a testimony that will encourage another. If you're here, press 1. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The enemy you see now, you will see them no more. Thus says the Lord. Is there anyone with a testimony? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone with a testimony, press 1 on your keypad. If you have a testimony, press 1. Do not let God hold his blessings from you. Withhold it. There's an open door. Hallelujah. That I see in the spiritual realm that God has opened a door for you. Hallelujah. And so there's an open door that God has opened. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony, don't let God, Jesus, shut that door, because when it's shut, it will not be open until he opens it again. Don't let this pass you by. Divine opportunities. Open your mouth and begin to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Let someone know, what has the Lord done for me? The Lord, do not be ashamed. Hallelujah. I'm only going to say this one more time. If you have a testimony, press 1 on your keypad. I don't want you all to miss. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Words are inadequate to express my thanks and appreciation to the Almighty God for what he has done for me. On the 9th of this month, nephew-in-law, we went to the house, and the children were outside playing. And my grandson fell. He couldn't move. And then my niece came to the house and started holding ice. What are you going to do with the ice? He said, nothing, nothing, nothing. And so my daughter said, but why are the boy holding the ice? Well, he said, nothing. They went there when they went. Her son was on the floor, on the ground, couldn't get up. The lamb. And they brought him, put him in the car, they carried him to the hospital. The first hospital they went to, they asked for cash. She said, but I'm not traveling with cash. I don't have cash now. She said, well, can I go anywhere? So when she came, she went to the emergency room, where they quickly did her x-ray, found nothing broken. They just said that it was a contusion of his muscle and it would take time to be painful. And we came home the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th. His arm took them all again. But yesterday, they went on a ride. And he and my other grandson, they went. Where they went, no one knows. And they got in some kind of area where they said restricted, and they went in. They didn't read and went in, and they held on to him. And and they started looking for them. Finally, the group went and said they banned him from going to that particular place for 1 year. So they came home. So when they said it, I said, thank God. I bless God that nothing happened. That they didn't detain him to say this, that, that, this. And they just said he would not come here again. He would not go there. He would still be home. He would still go to Wawa, any kind of place to buy food to eat. And so I'm so thankful to God for one child, less than a week, things happening to him. And I'm asking the Lord to please help me with him. If there's a sign that he's showing, if there's anything that's in the making, negative, let the Lord take it from out of the way. I know he's a God who sees all beyond. You see, I cannot see, but he can see everywhere, anything. So I thank him for what he did for me. Since we left that funeral, every day people calling me, how your grandchild? I say, yeah, he coming on, okay. I don't know why me, but I say, thank God. I bless him. I glorify him. And if I would say that I was in the bathroom, I ran in the bathroom, and I came, I heard it. So I say, yes, I got to give the testimony. And that's my testimony of what God has done for me, for my grandson, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Father, we bless you for this testimony. And Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, if there's anything that you need to open Pastor Young's eyes to, oh God, spiritual eyes, open and give her not only opening her eyes, but giving her revelation and understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against any form of evil or darkness against this family. We cancel every work of darkness, not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. We speak, oh God, oh, blessings upon blessings and overflow. We cancel anything negative in the name of Jesus and superimpose God's plans and purpose for Pastor, her children, grandchildren, those that are connected to her in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know if it's you or someone on the prayer line. I see a fresh $100 note in your hands. Hallelujah. I don't know. It's a fresh note. It's clean. Hallelujah. Pray over that it's clean, or maybe someone will give it in the future. I don't know. But as you release that $100 unto the Lord, it's a sacrifice. God's going to do some amazing things in your life. You'll say, oh, my God, you will come back and give a testimony. Whoever, if you hear or if you know, I see a 100 note in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. $100 note. And the Lord said, as you release, there's some blessings. I see that is coming. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So pray over it if it's you and begin to release unto the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not something you can even afford to do. It's not something that you can afford to release. Hallelujah. But the Lord is saying move on your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So whoever it is, release that 100 note in the name of Jesus unto the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, it might not be in your hand, But you, as you look in your savings, or you look in your bank account, that you don't have much in there, but you have over 100. Release under the Lord. But before you release, pray over it and release under the Lord. There's a multiplication. He's calling it a sacrificial giving. Whoever it is, please heed to the voice of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You have 100 in your account, but it's more than 100 is in your account. But the Lord said, release by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Try him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen, Mariam. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Praise
go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Morning. Praise the Lord. I just want to bless God this morning for his saving grace, his mercy upon my life and my grandchildren's life. I just want to thank God. I just want to bless him. I've been praying. And God, I answer my prayer. I just want to bless God. I was just sitting one day, and then my pastor went to me and said, oh, somebody looking for somebody to be in their place. It's a two-bedroom. But they don't stay here. You stay out of state. It will be coming once a year, but they just want somebody to stay in their house so they cannot take the place to go to a vacation home. He said, I think it will be good for you. I said, oh, yeah. So when we saw the place, and I've been talking to the people, so today, they will be turning the key over to me. So I just want to bless God, because I've been going through so many things where I am. But I bless God that he has opened our door for me to be in your place all by myself. So I just want to tell God, thank you for your prayer. And we tell God, thank you for apostle. She has been saying it one time. She said it. She said, so family will take you in. But I know you are going to come to this day. And I just want to bless God. And there are white people that aren't even black people. They are white. So I just want to bless God for his grace and mercy. I have nothing. I'm a filthy sinner. But God continue to bless me. So I just want to praise God this morning. I just want to bless him for his grace. And I want to tell God, thank you, my granddaughter. She's not well, my oldest granddaughter in Liberia. She's very sick, but I know the God I will trust. She is healed. I just want to bless God and your people in your prayer. So I just want to bless God for this day, for my life and my family life. I want to tell God, thank you for this prayer down. You see, they have been so downhearted because the idea we cannot go on the prayer line because of the number. But I still want to bless God that yesterday the apostle was able to send me the new number to everyone for us to go back on the prayer line. So I just want to bless God. Because I need to feel basketball, I need another time we need to be on the prayer line. We don't read the scripture, but I need to just pray. So what time we there? Three other time we there? I just started feeling bad, but yesterday when she said the number, I was so relieved. I just want to bless God. I praise him for each and every one of us. Pray for me, and I do the same in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for the testimony, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, many times we don't know what and how these things will be done. But the blessing is that we receive your blessing. Sometimes we don't know the time, we don't know where it is. But Lord, we thank you for the blessing for the womb, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you for the people who has blessed us to be able to be there, O God. We ask you to bless them because they bless a servant of Almighty God in the name of Jesus that they will know. So the Lord made them do it. And because they heeded to the voice of God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever they stand in need of, bless them exceedingly. Is that God that there's a door? Because they bless you, there's some open doors for them. In the name of Jesus, you don't have to say nothing. One day they will tell you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because since then, when they took a servant, you know, I hear the spirit of the Lord said when the woman made room in the house of the prophet Elijah. He made a room to say, I perceive, oh, my son, daddy. You see, this is the first time God telling me about your prophetic gifting. He said, I perceive, this is a prophet in my midst. I perceive. This is a prophet. The woman did not know, but she said, I perceive that there's a prophet. So I will make a room.
Thank you.
In the house, hallelujah. And because she means to perceive, she listened to the voice of God. There was blessings and upon blessings that this woman was a very woman. We all know that story. She had his son. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, but there's an open door that will come from them, and there's an open door for you yourself. In fact, your doors are unlimited and open. We pray that you recognize in the name of Jesus and that you pass through in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord says, do not close your ears. Open your ears. There will be some from Americans that will. And they're not going to be, they will give you some information that will bless you and soon dismiss that conversation. Hallelujah. Because those conversations will take you into another door of blessing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And the enemy will not have any gain. I say, but the Lord says there are certain things that he's going to do for you. Hallelujah. And you just got to be on the low down. Amen. You will be excited to attempt to see how you can help others. But the Lord said, don't move forward until he tells you to move forward. Because these are things that you have prayed for personally in the name of Jesus. And don't let no one use your gift and your talent. And you keep your gift and your talent to bring glory to his name. Hallelujah. And we cover your granddaughter in the blood of Jesus. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say heal, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We complete recovery, restoration, oh God. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the rolling of, I just see rolling of blessing, rolling.
Hallelujah.
There's a rolling, hallelujah. And we bless the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Lord said to tell you, there's something in Roma said to tell you that some, I don't know if it's people or persons or one or two or three, I do not know. But the enemy you see now, you will see them no more. Father God, we bless you. The Lord said he has to take out that enemy and do not pray for him to take out that enemy because of that enemy has or enemies have become a step up. Stumbling block to you. Every time you strive to walk in the enemy, that ink and tape. I don't know who you know. If somebody uses beads and incantation against you, but in the name of Jesus, we release the fire of the Holy Ghost and destroy every work of darkness, every incantation. I don't care who they are, what they are. We destroy to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. They come with natural fire, but you come with the supernatural holy fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Because you're supposed to excel above. As a matter of fact, somebody they stole from you, but you did not do. There was a stealing for you long years ago. You did not know in the name of Jesus there's a virtue, there's a stealing. You did not know, hallelujah. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give you life and all abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I should tell you this. So make it plain and simple for you. Hallelujah. It's just like you said, it's just like the white man went to Africa and carried a plastic cup and plastic bangle, and everybody was so happy to see the mirrors and the bangles and all these messed up stuff, and they, because they had never seen it before. But what did they give? They gave their land, and in the because the white man saw that within that land there were gold, there were mineral resources and different things, but the black, the people in Africa, where they could not, they didn't know what it was. Sitting on the what it was sitting on was so valuable, but so they exchanged. They took those cups and mirrors and stuff, and then there was an exchange, and they gave the people the people using the land and with the oil and the whatever in these lands, the mineral resources, and then you got to buy these mineral resources. You got to buy the rubber. And that thing, not knowing, they took your own thing, gave it to you, then you got to buy it. But the Lord said, enough is enough. You are getting stolen from you. But the Lord has returned it, and it's going to be returning.
Your
Father, with an overflow seven times four in the name of Jesus. And Father God, when she do not recognize these gifts and talents, Father God, do not let her release things that she doesn't understand. Father God, only let her release things that she has an understanding of. Jesus, Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Every blessing that her has released upon her, we pray for a multiplication of those blessings that she will enjoy it now. Father God, her children and children's children will enjoy it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor God.
Hallelujah. Someone else, sorry I keep it here long, but sometimes the anointing, I can't stop the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. I seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, and those who could not talk because they were on a job or maybe they're tired, Lord, let them all receive their portion of blessings. We anoint a new prayer line, the telephone prayer line, with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. We pray for cleansing on the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Oh, God, Father God, with the blood of Jesus, that as we gather together to pray, prayer that we pray, let it be answered. In the name of Jesus, and let the name of Jesus be glorified. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, blessed day. And have a wonderful day. Please listen and heed to the voice of God. Hallelujah. God bless you all.